This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Chief Theater here in Bemidji. Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, the listener members of Northern Community Radio. Give yourselves a hand. And Northern Community Radio is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We are talking about words tonight. So here's a word you hear all the time. It's in the newspaper. People don't know what to make out of it. Sustainability. What is sustainability? Well, you hear the word around local foods, growing local foods, and it's actually a lot more than that. So joining me tonight is the Assistant Sustainability Director at Bemidji State University and the Northwest Coordinator of the Clean Energy Resource Teams Organization. Now, her title is the most complicated part about her because her name is Anna Carlson. Hi, Anna. And she sang with us earlier, so she's pulling extra duties here. So, Anna, tell me, what is sustainability?
That's a big question. That's a good question. And depending on who you ask, you'll probably get quite a few different answers. But for me and the work that I do in sustainability, it's really about the opportunity to live and thrive and for future generations to not only live but to thrive as well. And it kind of requires an understanding of our deep connection and reliance on the earth and all that is healthy and good, and it requires us to keep our bodies healthy and good, sustain ourselves with good food and good exercise and sleep, all that good stuff.
This brings me to a question, because Bemidji, like a lot of towns around here, was founded on the basic principles of cutting down trees and drinking whiskey. How did you get from there to sustainability?
It's really a good question. Well, I've been fortunate to be born and raised in Bemidji, actually just north of Bemidji in Turtle River, beautiful Turtle River. And with my work here in the community, I work on the City of Bemidji's Sustainability Committee. And the City of Bemidji is a signatory of a thing called the Green Step Cities Program. And we actually have our neighbors, Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe and the Red Lake Nation are also Green Step Tribal Nations. And these programs sort of challenge communities on 29 best practices to recognize and implement sustainable practices in their communities. And I wanted to highlight a couple of cool things going on in the Bemidji community, and saw some friends from the food shelf here in the audience today, and I wanted to give a shout out to the Bemidji Area Community Food Shelf, who have an amazing farm, and they provide families with need fresh local produce, and they're getting ready to build a deep winter greenhouse to produce food year round, so that's really cool. And we also, And we're also going to see our very first community solar garden installed in the Bemidji community at Beltrami Electric Cooperative, just
so
north of town.
You go down and pick up some suns.
You can pick suns
off the bushes.
Right.
Just careful, but wear gloves. Sorry, that was a dad joke, sorry.
Oh, hey.
You're still stuck with me for a little while longer. So, you're from the Bemidji area. What makes Bemidji, Bemidji? What's it all about to you?
Ooh, what makes Bemidji, Bemidji? One thing that I love about this community is just how close we are to the natural environment, the woods, the water, being able to get out into the environment, enjoy it. And I hope that my girls, I have two beautiful daughters, that are able to enjoy the high quality of the environment that we have here in northern Minnesota Bemidji community for a long time to come.
Very good. Well, that's Anna Carlson. Thanks, Anna.